two, one, two, three, four.
Everybody talking about bagging, bagging. Montreal, Canada, 1969. Newlyweds John Lennon and Yoko Ono are staging the ultimate peace protest at the Queen Elizabeth Hotel. And for one dedicated local fan, Gail Renard, this would turn out to be a life-changing moment.
I suddenly heard on the radio that John and Yoko were coming to Montreal. Now, things like that never happened. And I didn't think twice and ran downtown, where I saw the hotel surrounded by hundreds of fans. And there were police and all the rest.
Despite the crowds, Gail was determined to get closer to her idol.
A 16-year-old fan in love knows no bounds. And I thought, wonder what's around the back of the hotel. And I went round the back and there wasn't any security. I climbed up the fire escape, got inside the hotel. A security guard was waiting outside their door and I thought, that doesn't look very good. A few minutes later, he went for a quick break. I rushed in and I knocked on the door and Yoko Ono answered. I said, could I please have an interview from my school newspaper? To my eternal amazement, she said, yes, come in. And a second later, I found myself standing with John Lennon.
Gail says it was a very surreal experience, but she quickly found a way to break the ice.
John and I shared a similar sense of humour, and we hit it off right away because of that. I think the first thing he asked me was, what's your Christian name? And I said, I don't have a Christian name, I'm Jewish. And he laughed. He was happy to give me an interview, but he was starving because they had only just arrived from wherever. And I had a chocolate bar in my handbag and I dug it out and I said to John, would you like this? And he's, you know, saying, if you don't mind. And I said, no, have it.
The Montreal bed-in was the second that John and Yoko had done. A previous 7-day event in Amsterdam had gone very well. And the follow-up was initially planned for New York. But a conviction for cannabis use the previous year meant that John was unable to enter the country.
For anybody listening who doesn't know, what is a bed-in and what's a bed-in when it involves John and Yoko?
OK, a bed-in never existed before John and Yoko. It was a time of war, Vietnam, Biafra and all the rest. And John and Yoko were pacifists and they wanted to get attention for their cause. It was a great symbol of peace, this big white bed surrounded by flowers, and they were dressed in white silk pyjamas and white nightie and all the rest.
Gail Renard has written a book about her experiences. It's called Give Me a Chance.
Sorry, just getting the book out.
Which includes many photos.
This is my favourite picture,
yeah.
Which, as you see, is on the cover of the book. It's me in bed with John and Yoko.
Yes.
And I'm posing like I, you know, climb onto the bed with John and Yoko every day. I mean, don't I look relaxed? My arm is around Yoko.
So what does that say there?
That's hairpiece, the sign behind us, and bedpiece.
Bedpiece.
The other sign.
Peace as in...
Yes, as in give peace a chance.
Yes, give peace a chance.
Gail says the impromptu interview went very well, but as she was preparing to leave, another opportunity came her way.
Derek Taylor, who was the press agent for the Beatles and a wonderful man, joined us and he had said to John, there's a DJ who wants to do a radio show with you a bit later. And John reacted, which was unlike him, and he just went, I don't like him. I'd rather do it with someone else. And he said, I'd rather do it with Gail. And he said, do you mind doing it? But the thing is, the radio show's not till this evening, so do you mind hanging out for a few hours with us? And you go, okay, this is... I think I can make time for this.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
Hard Day's Night happened to be on the telly, and it really is an experience to watch Hard Day's Night with John Lennon sitting beside you, because if you're having trouble with reality at that moment, that's not going to help.
This is a whirlwind for you, wasn't it? I mean, all this happened so quickly.
It did, but it's funny. Part of it was a dream. The whole time you would pinch yourself and go, I don't believe it. But that was the message of the 60s. Everything was possible.
Here, that's me as well. In my thinner, long-haired days.
Fabulous.
In the hours leading up to her radio debut, Gail remembers talking with John and Yoko about her own anti-war stance.
I ended up doing the radio show with John and Yoko, And afterwards I thought, ooh, I'll have to say goodbye now, but what a time. And they said, look, do you want to help us and stay for all 8 days?
But Gail had to get permission from a higher authority than her hero, John Lennon.
I said, I have to ring my mother. A very wise little Jewish woman who you didn't mess with. And she said, put John on the phone. And I said, I can't. And she said, well, you can or you don't stay. And, you know, my mother and John had a chat and she made it perfectly clear that there was to be no drink or drugs or anything like that around me. And he said he would take care of me and he did. And the next morning the bed-in began.
Initially the bed-in was a quiet affair, but as the word spread through the media, it got much busier.
It was just solid packed. And one of my jobs was getting people in and out and to keep it moving.
So you had a bit of a role to play in the, in the bed-in itself?
A couple of things, because there was an anteroom before you got into the bed-in room. And these were all very small rooms. And so you kept the people in the anteroom and then you whisked them through and they got their interview and then you got them out again. That was constant from morning till night. Also, Yoko had her 5-year-old daughter from her first marriage. And I took care of Kyoko as well.
You're also taking calls as well from different people.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, because the phone was always going. I mean, someone would pretend to be Paul McCartney and you'd go, yeah, well.
But it was in this instance, I'm sure.
No, it wasn't. But it was George Harrison.
Okay.
Although Paul, George and Ringo weren't in attendance, there were plenty of other famous names visiting the bed-in.
John had always wanted to write a peace anthem. And he had some various stars there. I mean, Timothy Leary, Allen Ginsberg, the beat poet.
Yeah, of course.
Petula Clark. Mm. So John thought, OK, let's make a recording of this with everybody there. And as Derek Taylor, God bless him, always did, John said, you know, I'd like this. And suddenly, recording equipment appears. And John wanted to write out his lyrics. He told everyone to leave the room. And as I was going, he said, no, you stay. And I sat down with him on the floor. And he took a magic marker and started slowly writing Give Peace a Chance. And I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm watching John Lennon write a song. When he finished writing out the lyrics, he looked at it and then he had a piece of card that was twice as big. And he said, look, you write it out, but much bigger so we can all see it. So I wrote it out. I said, well, what do I do with your card? And John said, keep it. It'll be worth something one day.
That must have been an amazing moment, sat there while he's writing.
Yeah, you know, I can still see it. It's like running the film in my head. Yeah. I've got one of those memories, which is just as well that I can.
And did you perform as well? Did you...
That tambourine didn't play itself.
At the end of those amazing 8 days, Gail said farewell to John and Yoko, but not before John gave her a final gift.
He asked me, what do you want to do when you finish school? And I told him I wanted to be a writer. And nobody else took me seriously at that time because you were supposed to do something proper.
Yes.
And he said, have you ever sold anything? And I went, come on, give me a break, I'm 16. And he rang a magazine in London. And he said, she's going to be sending an article about me. Buy it. He hung up and he turned to me and said, OK, you've just sold your first article. You're a writer, so now write.
And you know, that's exactly what you've done.
Yeah. Can you imagine if someone like John Lennon has enough confidence in you to do that? Mm. I mean, even these days, if you're having a bad day or you feel bleak about something, you think, well, John Lennon thought I could do it, so sod that, I'll do it.
Yes, yes. And I bet you've thought back to that many, many times over the years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, bless him. I mean, he gave me many things. I mean, knowing him was a gift. Yeah. But to give a teenager confidence is the biggest gift you can give.
So give Peace a chance. He gave Gail a chance.
Very much.
Gail Renard is now a BAFTA award-winning writer, performer and producer. She's also chair of the Writers Guild of Great Britain. 50 years on, John Lennon remains as iconic as ever, and Gail Renard remains eternally grateful for his and Yoko's influence on her life.
All I can say is God bless them, and boy, was I in the right place at the right time.
This is Ashley Byrne for DW in central London.